Go ahead, Joe.
Good. Just could you talk us through your two selections, Amerson and Reed, and what you liked and saw in both those guys?
I thought Amerson, excuse me, I thought Amerson really played well last couple of years. He's done a great job getting interceptions. He's a guy that we feel can play in off coverage. He can play in bump coverage. You know, he's got the speed that you look for. He's got some length. Just a guy that we thought would fit into our system very well. Very sharp player, very smart player. And we took a look at Reed. You know, he was a guy that has great ability to make people miss. When he has a ball in his hands, he can do things with the ball that is very athletic, something that a lot of tight ends can't do. And we weren't necessarily looking for a tight end, but when he was there, we couldn't pass him up.
In our chance to talk with him really briefly on conference call, he said he was kind of shocked that you guys took him. Huh. He told us he had next to no contact with you guys. Mm-hmm. Was that the case? And just can you kind of give us an idea of how you go about, you know, falling in love with a guy you're not dealing with regularly in terms of personal interaction?
What you do is you watch a lot of film. And you have some guys ranked, and some guys you think are going to go in the, you know, first or second round, and sometimes they last to the third round. Sometimes you have guys projected on the in the second or third round that are gone. But when he was there with our pick, we thought it was a value that we couldn't pass up. We think he brings a lot to our football team that we didn't have or we don't have, and now we'll get a chance to see what he does.
With David Amerson, 13 picks 2 years ago, 5 last year. Can you talk about that aspect of his game? Why is he such a ball hawk? And mm-hmm. then, conversely, he also talked about how sometimes this year he got in trouble almost going for too many picks, and he kind of had to learn from that. What's your take on that, too?
You know, we don't really worry about that. We're going to coach him the way we want to coach him. He's there. He's going to fit into our system. We do think he's got the athletic ability to make plays. And anytime you're in that 4-4 range and you've got length, you're in that 6-foot area, and you have the ability to play off coverage and bump, we do a lot of different things with our secondary. We think we can give him some opportunities he hasn't had in the past, and we're just looking forward to working with him. I had dinner with him when he came into town. He's a nice person. He fit in really well with our staff, and we were happy he was there.
When you look at a guy like Reed, who played quarterback mm-hmm. in high school, is he the kind of guy who has maybe a higher ceiling than others because he just began that transition to tight end just 2 years ago?
Yeah, usually the best, you know, your best player is a quarterback in high school, and it happens a lot where a quarterback will come in, and sometimes you see him as a tight end, sometimes he'll be an offensive lineman. Philip Daniels, very impressed when he came out, and you know, he could just do some things that a lot of tight ends couldn't do, send people up. So, yeah, you look for that type of athlete, and we feel like we got one in Reed.
With Emerson, do you see him on the outside, and nickel? Does he have capability to play there as well?
We'll see. We'll see. But the first thing you want to do is to see if a guy can play outside. You know, that's the toughest position to play. And if you can find that guy, you're in pretty good shape. I think he can play nickel, but we're looking at him as an outside corner. And I think we adjust some of our other players in the inside.
Mike, can you talk about the process of – I guess with Amerson, you guys decided to bring him here. Obviously, you don't do that for everyone. Was that because you had zeroed in on him very early and you just wanted to make sure and kind of cross some T's and dot your I's, or was there something about him that you wanted to check out personally for yourself over dinner or whatever?
Yeah, sometimes you hear some rumors or some speculation. You don't know for sure, so you want to spend some time with him. We do that with a number of players. You know, sometimes it's just because you got a guy ranked high, and if you're going to take him, you want to make sure you get to know him. Other times you didn't have the time to spend with him at Indy that you'd like to spend, so you're going to invite him in and just get a chance to get to know him.
Hey, Mike, are you guys considering moving D'Angelo Hall to free safety at all? And if not, what's your outlook at that particular position as you guys finish the second day?
Well, the great thing about D. Hall, he has the ability to play in any position on your team. You know, he can play outside, he can play inside, which gives you some advantages, especially what offenses are doing nowadays. So, you know, he can play a free safety, he can play a strong safety. A lot of people can't play it because they don't have the skills or they don't want to hit. And D. Hall's not afraid to hit, and he's very bright, so he gives us a lot of flexibility. But you have to have the depth at the corner position, and now we feel like we do have a little depth.
Mike, talking about things you have to check out, the NFL's combine report said that Reed was benched during the Super Bowl for a poor – the Sugar Bowl for a poor attitude. What do you know about that?
Yeah, we checked that out. We've talked to different coaches, and, you know, before you draft somebody, you check all those stories out, and we feel very good about them.
Niles last year was making the transition to tight end, and obviously he's a guy you like some of the athleticism, the open field things with him as well. And is the plan still for him to continue to try to progress at tight end, and kind of where is he at in his development, do you think?
Well, Niles has done a great job. I think it's always tough to go from a wide receiver to tight end. The transition is usually in the first year. I expect him to be a lot better. The thing you can do offensively when you have four tight ends, you're flexible to put a lot of pressure on the defense. And you can go dress five wides for a game, four wides, four tight ends, a guy that could go, you know, either direction. So it helps you in your special teams. It gives you your ability to do things that normally an offense can't do and a defense has to prepare for. And some of the things that we did last year, we think he complements what we do. A guy that can not only act as a tight end but can run routes like a wide receiver.
Do you have similar versatility with Reed, too? Because I know it looks like they started him as a receiver and then moved him into tight end. Is that a possibility for him at all, or is that just where he's going to be tight end?
No, that's exactly right. He can go outside or inside, and you know he's got the athletic ability to do those type of things.
You say you weren't looking for a tight end, but you had Reed ranked substantially high enough to take him. Did you have him as, say, a second rounder, or how high did you have him graded?
Well, we had him as a top receiving tight end, and so that's one of the reasons why we signed him or got him, drafted him. We feel like he's got those intangibles that you look for, a lot like Hernandez. I'm not sure if Hernandez is that fast, but he's got the ability to beat linebackers and defensive backs because he knows how to run routes, and this guy is very similar.
Mike, any thoughts in general on how the first three rounds have played out, specifically the quarterbacks in this class?
Well, you never know. You know, you got to go. You never know what a quarterback's going to do until he gets into a system and does it. And, you know, I hate to, you know, talk about any quarterback until he actually goes out there and you can see what he can do. But, you know, there's always a lot of speculation, a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks because, you know, expect a lot out of them. And a lot has to do with the supporting cast as well. So we'll find out here in due time.